This is the Pacifica Foundation National Board of Directors special meeting of July 27th, 2011, coming to order, coming online at least, at 5:47 p.m. Pacific, 8:47 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Trevor Reese, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary. Afia, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jessica Apollinar.
Present.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Argueta.
COVID.
We understand that he'll be late. Okay. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bassoon.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Ifia Wangaza, present. Kimri Orndoff. Laura Priebus. Can't hear you, Laura.
Here. Here.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you. Summer Reese.
Present.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg. Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Arlene Engelhart.
Present.
Laverne Williams.
Present.
Ricardo DeAnda.
On vacation and can't attend.
Thank you. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, thank you, everyone. Would someone like to act as a strict timekeeper? Do I have a volunteer for someone who can keep track of the times for both speakers and for agenda items? Bill, Ken, anybody want to?
Yeah, I can do it. This is Bill.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Okay, well, I don't want to jump ahead by giving my chair report, but as everyone knows from my various communications, I'm hoping that we could start to adhere to bylaws compliance policies, which would include not amending the agenda and all these things at the last moment. So, but we still need to approve it. Is there any objection to the agenda as it is currently framed and was posted and distributed?
I don't have an objection, but the texting needs to stop.
I'm sorry, could you repeat yourself?
It's interrupting my ability to hear what you're saying.
I couldn't quite hear you. You didn't have an objection, but what did you say after that?
Someone is texting on their phone while they're on the call, and it's interfering with what I'm listening, what I'm hearing too.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry. Are you unable to read it from where you're at right now?
No, I actually have the agenda, but I can't hear what you're saying because someone is using their phone to text. My kids do the same thing. They text while they're on the phone with me, and I can.
Gotcha.
Hear
okay.
Hearing.
Okay.
A point of information.
Yes, Campbell, please.
Yes. Two. One is that in regard to the strategic recovery plan task force, there's going to be a motion pertaining to a spreadsheet. Does the PNB have the spreadsheet? That's one point of information. The second one is that under unfinished business, the motion that I have regarding standing rules that's going from February, is there any reason that that would be the sixth item on there behind all these other motions that are more recent?
Well, they're more recent.
In fact, one from December is the fifth item.
Okay, I believe they were the order in which they were brought back up for the current term because things need to be re-sponsored, and yours had been referred to committee, and I understand the issues with that committee not having met sufficiently to have in any way looked at or addressed the concerns in your motion, but it was brought back up to the main floor significantly after the rest of those motions have been pending or languishing, depending on one's point of view, on the agenda. So I'm hopeful that if we don't spend too much time moving things around on the agenda, that we will be more successful in getting through some of them.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, please.
It has been brought up repeatedly, and so I would ask that we take a quick vote to see if we think it should be moved up. Certainly, I think so.
Well, I just have to point one thing out. Everyone who participates in this continuous moving of deck chairs is why we don't get through business. And I was 2 days off on my notice, but I did manage to get the agenda posted and distributed 5 days prior to the meeting, which is better than I've been doing in the past. I did record the cards. This should all come up under my chair report. It's going to be 7 days the next time, or maybe even nine if I'm lucky. But the entire point is to not move things around on the agenda, to set the agenda. Now, admittedly, these have all been noticed, so I suppose it isn't with the purview of permissibility to move something up or down, but I do not see the reason for this. And where are you suggesting to move it to? I don't think it's violative of the bylaws requirement that you not discuss things which are not on the notice. This is on the notice, so it's just the change of order, but it does defeat somewhat the purpose I had hoped to achieve, which is to simply get through the business. But where would you like to see it in the unfinished business? And then we'll
okay.
see.
The
first item of unfinished business.
Yes.
Okay. And you're a second on that, Lydia?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an objection to moving?
I have a question. This is Ken. I'm unable to access the attached minutes, and I don't see them on the website. I mean the attached agenda, and I don't see them listed on the website. So what is the motion, moving it?
Okay,
what?
The standing rules on financial turnaround, which had been submitted previously by Campbell, which has, I believe, six component parts to it.
Well, the first one at the bottom of the page, page three, is the outside accounting firm.
Mm-hmm.
That's from December, and that would be moved from E to the first item. But the items that it would be replacing, I think that's what Ken's questioning, would be one by Bill.
I can do this part, Campbell. It's really more appropriate that I go ahead and go through it, but thank you. They are motion by Crozier, public criticism of staff, pending from March 23rd agenda, carried over from 2010. Motion by Steinberg, membership termination standing rule from March 23rd agenda, I believe also carrying over from the prior year, if my memory serves me. Motion by Rosenberg, publicist, passed unanimously at KPFA LSB from March 23rd agenda. Motion by Davis, membership re-malice from March 23rd agenda. And one moment, because my computer just moved on me. And let me get scrolled back up here. And that was followed by a motion by Johnson, outside accounting firm, from carried over from the December 2010, and I believe referred to committee in February and now brought back. And then that was followed by a motion by Johnson, standing rules on financial turnaround, which is the one that has several component parts from February 2011.
So
and Campbell...
My inquiry on that is Campbell's motion was referred to committee, but it got through. It was approved by a committee?
No, it was not approved by a committee. The committee has not successfully met except for one time so far this year, and Campbell's contention was that, if I am recapping this correctly, being of some financial extremis, that the fact that the committee was not meeting, therefore could not consider it, should bring it back to the main. That's essentially. Is that correct,
also,
Campbell?
If I might, Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
Because our auditor gave us continuing
ongoing concern, yes, I recall.
Yes, this is something that should be a priority, should have been a priority, and for it to follow a number of other procedural kinds
Campbell?
Of things.
Campbell, I just want to clarify the actual reason. Okay, so that's the answer, Ken. Did you have
okay,
another question?
Okay, thank you. So I would object because there's task force to handle the recommendations.
That's crappy.
Okay, thank you, but let's not have back and forth.
Oh, I would, right, I don't want to argue it.
Gentle folks, please, I really cannot stress to the body enough how much I want to see us get through the business and not just argue over it. So we have an objection on the floor. Bill was next on the stack. I'll take a stack, please. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I don't want to make a deal out of this, but all three of those motions, A, B, and C, were actually carried over from the last year. When I helped you reconstitute the agenda, several of them had been deleted accidentally, so I added them back in. I just got them from the March 23rd agenda, but they were all from last year.
That's what I saw, December. Okay. Thank you. So do you object to moving it around also? Or?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it.
Okay. All right, folks. Is
I'm not
going to
get denied anyway.
Is there a debate, or shall we simply call the question and get on with it so we can get to business here? Okay.
Call the question.
Thank you so much. All right, Madam Secretary, a yes vote will move the two motions by Johnson, currently E and F, outside accounting firm, and standing rules on financial turnaround will move them in front of everything else under unfinished business and make them the two first items under unfinished business, item 6 on the agenda. So a yes vote will support moving them. A no vote will leave everything where it currently sits on the agenda as to this matter. Madam Secretary, if you could please call the roll. Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta, has he arrived? Right. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kemri Orendoff? Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Hi, this is Kathy on the call.
Yes, I'm on the call, yes.
Who
can you hear me?
Kathy.
Yes.
On the call.
That's Marcel saying yes?
Yes, it's Marcel saying yes. I'm sorry, I'm driving, so I'm in and out.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg? Can't hear you, Tracy.
She's not here.
She's in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Expedia Wangaza votes yes, and we had a pass from...
Just got on the call.
Just a moment. Wesley Bethune, how do you vote?
Yes.
Kathy, I don't know if the chair wants to explain what we're voting on.
Sure. Kathy, it's very simple. It's moving two items of unfinished business on the agenda by Johnson in front of one is for an outside accounting firm, and the other is for standing rules on the financial turnaround to move them to the top of unfinished business ahead of there are five other motions pending there. So it would simply prioritize them as first and second place business under unfinished business, item six.
The financial?
I'm sorry?
I didn't understand. You said that you're moving the financial.
No, no, that's what is being voted upon, is moving two motions by Johnson into of unfinished business to the top of that item, unfinished business. So a yes vote will support moving them. A no vote will leave the agenda as it was distributed as to that matter.
Okay.
So we're voting, so we can't engage in discussion. That's what's being
okay.
voted on. If you want to
abstain. I don't understand what you're saying, so I abstain.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that's one, two, three no's, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 yeses, and one abstention.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes. Okay, so we'll change that if we get to it in this agenda, which I doubt, but I will make sure that it's changed for the next agenda, certainly, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. And just everyone, please, you know, feel free when the agendas are distributed or from here, if there's something for the future agenda that you think, you know, should be changed, please let me know. Thank you. Are there any other changes to the agenda before we...
Madam Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry.
This is Lydia. Just for clarification, because I know that Carolyn Burden had raised how even if we send corrections, and I don't know if that was specific to minutes, I think it was, but that we still have to come out during the meeting.
That's more to do with minutes because you have to vote on those because those are a reflection of the
just
corporate records. Yeah, yeah. No, and I'm just saying, like, some things obviously would have to be voted upon. I'm not going to just move things around willy-nilly on the agenda, but some things may be of a simple nature. But if you have a concern and would like to direct it to my attention prior to the meeting, please feel free to do so, okay? Thank you. Are there any other changes to the agenda that anyone needs to make, or can we approve it?
Here, here.
Here, here. Excellent. Okay, so going once, going twice, if there are no objections to the agenda as presently amended, then Madam Secretary, if you'll please mark it approved without objection. Thank you. And we can get on with the rest of our business here. And I do realize that I inadvertently had passed by excused absences because I don't recall getting any, but I do know that that Ms. Rosenberg is out of the country and is certainly notified. At least I'm certainly aware of it, so I would presume that is a reasonable reason for an excused absence. Is there? I did not receive any requests from anyone else who's not present this evening, but is there any objection to noting that as an excused absence?
This is Rodrigo. I'm over here, okay?
Oh, hi, Rodrigo. Thank you. Okay, so please, Mark.
This is Alex. I just came on.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. Welcome. Okay, so, Madam Secretary, if you can mark those two new members
yes,
present. Ma'am. And is there any objection to excusing Ms. Rosenberg's absence? And
without
not,
objection.
Without objection. Thank you all. Okay, and if you could please note that, Madam Secretary. Thank you so much. Now we move on to fun things, the minutes. Minutes approval. The minutes have been distributed on more than one occasion. I think there may have been an issue with one set of them, but now I'm trying to recall if it was open or closed. So the minutes from June 22nd, has everyone had a chance to review them? And if there were any corrections or clarifications, have they gone back to the secretary? And is there any objection to approving the minutes? And if there is, we'll have discussion.
Carolyn, please.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Carolyn.
And Nia...
okay, Carolyn and then Nia. Anyone else?
I submitted some corrections. I had an exchange with Afia and the recording secretary, John Gary, and submitted language, but the corrected amended minutes as amended have not been distributed to the board. So I move that we postpone approval until we get a copy of the amended minutes.
Okay, and those were the corrections as per Roberts. I read those earlier today.
Yes, right.
Okay.
But we haven't gotten a copy of those. So I would suggest postponing approval until.
Okay. Is there?
I need to respond directly or you need to put me on the stack. Whichever is appropriate is fine.
Yeah, just one moment, Afia. Thank you. Is there a second to Carolyn's motion to postpone approval of minutes to the next meeting?
Second.
Okay, and who is the second, please?
Dan.
Dan, thank you. Okay, I'll go ahead and let Afia respond as secretary, and then I'll go back to the stack, Nia, and if other people want to comment here, and let's try not to take too much time, whichever way will work most efficiently. Afia, please.
With regard to the only error that was identified was in the open minutes, one was where Scribner's error, the misspelling of Carolyn's name and
Heather Gray.
Heather's surname, and a question about the chronology of a motion made by Nia. I believe that I sent that out earlier this evening to all of the members of the PMD. In fact, I sent it out, I think, around, trying to look at my timing. It was probably around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
That's the first thing. The second is Carolyn's reference to Robert's rules, I view more as a matter of style than of substance, and therefore I would oppose any delay in the approval of the minutes on the basis of a difference of style.
Okay, thank you, Afia. And Nia, you had something to say?
Yes, I do.
Please, go ahead.
Please?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Jessica.
Okay, you'll be on right after Nia, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. I move approval of the June 22nd minute with the corrections of striking where Burden says not to approve striking that, and the correction where Bediako moves to approve the June 9th minute that was seconded by Brazone.
Okay.
I move those two corrections.
Thank you, Nia. It's out of order to move approval because we have a motion on the floor right now. As soon as we deal with the postponement, depending on how that goes, then it would be in order to bring that if that were to be defeated. So if we'll go through the rest of the queue, and then we'll take a vote on the postponement, and then depending on what happens there, we'll move to the next step. Jessica?
Hi. Actually, she pointed out my problem. There's no way to check these emails in traffic, and then once I get home, there's no computer access. I have to depend on this dumb BlackBerry. There's no way I can approve it with a whole heart because I haven't been able to read what apparently was just sent while I was on the way home. So
sure.
I couldn't approve it myself.
Okay, thank you. And of course, just for everyone, and you know, myself included, that's always an issue when we're like almost on top of a meeting or in a meeting. It's frequently difficult to review something, even corrections that have been made to something which has been previously sent out. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this issue who has not spoken yet?
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Go ahead, please.
Yes, and I also agree with Afia in terms of some of the emails that we received today were stylistic. I had no problem reading the minutes nor understanding the very minor correction that was made.
Okay.
And I will be voting to approve.
Okay, you would be. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll take a vote shortly. And I from what I had read, it appeared to be more than stylistic, but, you know, people just have to vote what they think here. But I think there are two differences of opinion probably on Robert's Rules of Order and how much content goes into minutes. But is there anyone else who would like to speak to this subject?
Well, this is Dan.
Dan, please, go ahead.
And then Nia Summer.
Okay.
Reason I seconded the motion to table is I think we would be much more efficient if well before the meeting, everyone had in writing the minutes to be presented for approval. And, hearing from Jessica and perhaps others, that's not the case. So that's why I think we should postpone this and not spend a lot of time trying to figure out what it is we have before us.
Thank you so much. Were you calling the question with that or just move?
If I can, I will.
You can always call the question.
I'll call the question. Fine.
Thank you. Don't ever let me stop anyone from calling the question, please. Okay, so the question's been called. A yes vote will support postponement of approval of these minutes until our next meeting, and hopefully everything will have been resolved by that time. A no vote will put us back into whether or not we approve them today. So, Madam Secretary,
Could I have a point of information, Summer, before you start calling?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. I should ask the Secretary, were these minutes sent out July 9th, 2011? That's when we all first got them. I just want to double check. Maybe my data is off of my computer.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Nia. Thank you, Afia. Okay. So if you could please call the roll, and again, a yes will postpone approval of these minutes until our next meeting, and a no vote will put the approval of the minutes back to be decided.
Summer?
Yes.
Summer, point of information as well. Didn't I just hear that there was a new correction sent out in the
yes.
last hour? Okay.
That is correct. Right. The issue is that corrections have just been made on some of these issues.
Yes.
And
point of information, Carolyn here. I have not received an amended copy of the minutes.
Okay. And I don't know if I've received one or not because I'm not looking at that while doing this. I've got the agenda in front of me. So, all right. Well, anyway, the question's been called. Thank you. So not everyone's even sure they've received a copy, and some people do not have access to it. But either way, that was just recently sent out during or
it's
prior.
A spelling correction, people. Please.
No, it's
well,
no,
people
it
have a difference of opinion.
Spelling.
Rather than debating it all night, let
Thank
us
you.
Let the votes
it's
decide.
No
it is the parliamentary way to go here. Please.
Thank
Please
you.
Call the roll. Thank you, Afia. No crosstalk, everyone. A yes vote postpones. A no vote does not. Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar?
Question, we are yes to postpone, correct?
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. Uh-oh.
Teresa,
we could also
said,
abstain.
Teresa says no, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that was a yes from Apollinar and a no from Allen, correct? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Fine.
Correct.
I'm not new.
Okay, go ahead.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Bassoon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ifia Wangaza, no. Kimri Orendoff? Laura Priebus?
No.
Okay. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
I'll abstain.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Marcel, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Marcel.
Marcel's in the car and her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thing was coming
okay.
in and out.
All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We had a pass.
Yeah, there was a pass.
Who?
It was Argueta.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Rodrigo. Yes. How do you vote? Thank you. Thank you. 1, 2.
Is that a yes or a no?
4, 5.
Rodrigo, was that a yes or a no?
It was a no.
A no. Thank you.
So we have 6 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 noes and 1 abstention.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Now, Nia, if you'd like to bring that motion for approval, now would be the appropriate time to do it.
I move approval of the June 22nd minutes with the correction of striking Burden, not approving. There was no second. And Bediaco moved to approve the June 9th meeting, seconded by Brazon.
Okay, and the Scribner's errors, corrections of people's names, which I presume that was already taken care
yes.
of.
Yes. That was taken care of.
And is there a second on that?
Second, Campbell.
Campbell Johnson, thank you. Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
Without objection?
Yes, Carolyn objects.
Don't presume, Campbell. Okay. All right, do we have an objection? Could we please just snap on through the rest of this and call the roll? A yes vote here will approve the minutes.
If you note the objection, you don't need to vote for me if I'm the only objection.
Well, no, actually, you do have to vote. If there's any objection, if we don't have debate on it, I think we know what some of the objections are. And that way we have a record noted and people can abstain as well as people have chosen to do in the past. So,
thank you.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Do you need a second for an objection?
No, for approval. No, you don't need a second for an objection. I'm saying when there is an objection, you call the roll because you have an objection on the record, and the only way you can note that objection is to do so. So, anyway, can you just go ahead and call the roll, please, Afia? Yes.
Ken Aaron.
I approve the minutes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa.
I approve the minutes.
Jessica Apollinar.
I abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Wesley Batun.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Isia Nwangaza. Yes. Kemri Orendoff. Laura Priebus. Can't hear you, Laura.
Madam Chair, was there a response to Orendorf? I didn't hear that.
I don't believe he's on the call.
Orendorf is not is absent. Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg is absent. Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
I abstain.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I don't think we had any passes. And Marcel didn't hear us. So we have 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And 1, 2, 2 noes, and 1, 2 abstentions. 11 yes, 2 noes, 2 abstentions.
Okay, we've got 11 yes, 2 noes, and 2 abstentions, which is 15. And that's interesting because there's 19 people on this call, but I guess a couple didn't respond, right?
Yeah, I dropped. Laura, this is Laura.
Oh, hi, Laura. Okay. Well, it's too late to vote now because we've already taken the vote, but that's fine.
Okay, sorry.
And a couple of other people weren't able to respond either. So thank you, Madam Secretary. The minutes are approved, and we can move on.
Ken. I just had a point of information before we proceed.
Please.
We are missing one of the members from WPFW.
Yes.
WPFW resigned. Whose responsibility is it? What's the protocol for replacing him?
Well, I was hoping to inquire of the WPFW members. They are supposed to hold an election at WPFW to replace the member who has resigned and to get a status report on that.
Madam Chair, can I give that to you now, or would you rather have it
later? Since the point of information was raised by the member, certainly I have no problem with that. Go ahead, Campbell, please.
Okay. Okay, we have a person who's been nominated by two of our directors and I think will be elected this coming month at our next meeting.
And when is your next meeting, please?
Our next meeting will be the second Wednesday.
Second Wednesday?
Of August. Yes.
Of August. Okay, so please, when that occurs, if you, since you're present, could take charge of seeing to it that someone sends me notification of this person's contact information, email.
Both and you and Afia, I guess.
Yes, please, and that way I can get it distributed to John L. Mella, and, you know, so we can get the person on the distribution list as quickly as possible, all right? And welcome
to
the board. Okay,
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Thank you, Ken. Okay, any other points of information before we move on? Okay, thank you. All right, so we're at the board chair report, and I guess what I would like to report, as all of you know, because I've communicated a few times on this, grasping at helping to pull these meetings together and to help us become more legally compliant as a board and as a foundation. And we can have some discussion about how many times we meet, but I am doing my very best as chair to clean up our notification procedures and posting and all of that, things which are, you know, something that I can address. And so to that effect, this particular meeting, I did record CARTs at KPFK with the assistance of technical staff, particularly Ali Lexa, thank you. And I recorded a nice recording for this meeting and for the August 24th meeting, directing people to listen to at the KPFTX website for a live stream. It's been playing very nicely here at KPFK, and lots of people have heard it, and I've gotten nice feedback on that. Apparently, the copies that I distributed to the entire network had some sort of sound flaw, and so I suspect the rest of you haven't been hearing my lovely mellifluous voice telling people we have a meeting. We're going to fix that because this is the first time that, frankly, several of the people at any of these stations ever even knew, I think, I got feedback from somebody that, like, that we're even supposed to be doing this and announcing these things on air, and I cited this section of the bylaws. So we're working towards that. The agenda did get distributed and posted almost on time to be compliant with all of that, but much better than normal. And I called virtually everyone on the board today as well, not just for notice, but to touch base and see if there was anything to discuss. I started on the East Coast, so I'm afraid my West Coast colleagues, I believe I missed three of them, and one of whom I had a bad phone number for. So, and a couple of people only heard from me very shortly before the meeting, so I invite everyone to please call me so we can discuss what's going on with the board. So I'm hoping some of these things, will let the public have a better idea of when they can listen to these meetings, B, clean up our notification requirements and get all of us kind of, you know, trained to work with what's on the agenda and try to get through as much of that business as possible and to, you know, not use it to slow things down but really to get through things. And hopefully additional contact with all of you will help to facilitate discussions and work out any issues to the best that I can before we have meetings if there are technical issues or concerns about motions. So this is kind of, you know, a new path of trying to improve communications and notifications. And as soon as we get those technical issues worked out, we're going to send out the cards again. And anyway, I'm feeling pretty good about the response, and I hope to improve that part of this little bit that we do here. So it's a very mundane and notification level, but it's important. It relates to our bylaws, CPB requirements, and the things we're supposed to do to run these meetings according to the established order. So that's really yes.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to add that I did hear the announcement on WPFW several times.
Awesome. Thank you, Campbell. I appreciate the feedback because I couldn't tell if, frankly, it went out bad to just one place or several. So, because it sounded good here. Well, thank you. Good. I'm very glad to hear that. So maybe it's only one station that really had trouble with it. But anyway, well, good. So, you know, we'll get that into a better oiled work. And I also, you know, let people know on those notifications that they can listen to the committee meetings on KPFTX as well. And so those little things that I can do as chair, and I'd like to implement them in other aspects of our board lives as well, things like having a repository on the internet for committee reports and all these other things, which will help us to do our job better and also help the public to be more aware of what we're doing.
Madam Chair,
yes.
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Thank you.
I have a question. So do we have any hope of ever getting this on the Pacifica.org website? We always have to go through these explanations of why they're on a particular station site.
Yeah, I've had a discussion with our technical staff in the past about this, and we just recently on a different committee had a discussion about getting all of our technical staff to, like, get together on a phone conference to discuss this. I frankly think it would be much more helpful to the public and kind of important for us in the long run to migrate everything to just a Pacifica.org website when it comes to this type of meeting and notice stuff, because I agree, you can go a couple of years and not know what KPFTX is around here. So it's something I'd like to continue working on. A lot of these sort of administrative functionality things to do with the board are things that I think a chair and other people in the foundation that we can fix these things. They're not ideological or philosophical. They're just functional. So I hope to continue working on that. And I called 19 of 22 of you today. So the three of you I didn't call, you'll be hearing from me, except for the one I don't have a good phone number from. So you'll hear from me via email. So, anyway, so yeah, I would like to, Lydia, so the answer is yes, but the feedback I've gotten is it'll take some technical work. So I'm hoping that facilitating some conversations with our technical people might help us to improve some of those things and eventually get all that normalized to where it's on one site and it's branded with Pacifica. So, and who was that? Okay, no one else? Okay, so that's really what I have to report. This is, you know, of a housekeeping nature, but actually I'm kind of excited about the idea of letting people know what we're doing and doing it right and working on improving all that compliance stuff with these simple things that have to do with our meetings. And we'll move on to the executive director report, okay?
Right. Can you hear me? I'm not sure if I'm on mute.
We can hear you, Arlene. Go ahead, please. The floor
okay.
is all yours.
I thought I had unmuted, but I wasn't positive. First of all, let me answer the question that came up that just at the end of your report, and that's about the IT issues. I have talked with John, and he's going to be pulling together a committee with at least one IT representative from each station to address some of the issues. We've decided that John and I need to identify the issues that and prioritize them first. One of the main things that we talked about was getting the calendar onto the Pacifica website, and anybody that looks at the Pacifica website knows that it's desperately in need of work. The problem is that we really have a person who's working full-time for about a tenth of a salary on that website and doing all kinds of other things, and so it's on his list of things to do, but he's caught with some high priority things that we have to deal with. So we're going to try to figure out how on earth we can work around some of these issues. And one of the things that John and I identified is that we desperately need a little more budget for IT work, but as we all know, our funds right now are absolutely limited, and I'm not at all sure that we're going to find any way to put that in the budget for next year. but it really is a goal going forward to try to work with that. And other things, and I have a fairly long list, so I'll try to be brief. I did make trips since my last report to you all to three of our stations. I went to Los Angeles to help get our new manager there, Bernard Duncan, started. He started on June 14th. I was there for 3 days right after that. He hit the ground running. He literally came in from New Zealand on the night of the 13th, reported to work on the morning of the 14th, and he and I spent 3 days working hard on the 15th to the 18th. He's been working with both the staff and the LSB, handling particularly personnel and finance issues and getting to know everybody and how things work and determining, you know, what he thinks is really good and what needs some changes, but has definitely, as I say, hit the ground running. From Los Angeles, I went to New York to check into some property and to work with them on a timetable. They do have property that they have identified as their top priority at this point. It's property that is available with a lease option, and I've asked now for a spreadsheet to be drawn up that will show us what the cost is going to be if we were to make the move to that piece of property and how that would compare with staying where we are, so that we can make informed decisions. While I was there, we learned a number of things. One is that there's a change in New York law in the way square footage is determined for commercial space, unless it's retail space. Any other commercial space now allows for up to a 33% overage in the square footage. In other words, if you're getting 9,000 square feet, the landlord can charge you for 12,000, which, quotes, accounts for the common areas. The only kind of property that does not apply to is retail property, the only commercial property. We're continuing to work actively with that. Ricardo's in New York on vacation, and I've visited the piece of property that they've identified some time ago, but at the time that we visited, it was only for sale. It's now available for a lease option, and the price has been dropped quite a bit. So there are definitely some possibilities there. Ricardo's also going to look at it with Berthold again on Friday. While I was there, we also addressed some personnel issues. And coming up, AFTRA has contacted us. Basically, New York and AFTRA, New York, have been operating under a contract that expired in 2008. I'm told that this is not common, but it's not totally uncommon, although usually there's some kind of extension that is passed, and we can't find any record of any. But they have asked to negotiate a contract. I've discussed it with our labor attorney briefly. She's made a few recommendations and suggested that Berthold and I should negotiate that together. And so I have suggested that we try to accomplish the negotiations within a week and that we do that right shortly after the Washington board meeting so that I can combine that with the trip to Washington. After New York, I went to WPFW. Again, mainly a property visit. I have to say that the property that they have identified appears to be ideal for the station. I think everyone that's looked at it feels that way. It is property that's owned by Gannett, and we have to convince them that we will be able to handle the lease. Actually, the...
Arlene, remember this is an open...
Right. Okay, thank you. Good point. Anyway, I've sent a letter to them, and hopefully we'll make some progress there. While we were there, I also met with AFTRA regarding some of our labor issues and had a very successful meeting there. We have some good news from the archives. While they were here at NFCB, they also met with Youth Radio, and we signed a contract for the archives to provide some very short clips, which they've already done, to Youth Radio, and Youth Radio is using those to put together a joint app for iPhones and smartphones. Kind of an exciting project. The young people at Youth Radio in Oakland are very excited by it, and it was exciting to the archive staff, too, to participate in something like that. They're also in the process of getting the first phase of an application in for a major grant for next year. And right now, Brian and one other person are out at WBAI, along with a professor and two students who have volunteered help to go through many of the many boxes of old reel-to-reel tapes that are there to determine what the value is and what needs to be shipped to the archives for preservation. I've been working with Frat on how we are going to affect savings going forward, particularly spending a lot of time in the issues of human resources and improving our payroll system, and I'm also working on a recovery plan. I've also instituted weekly meetings of the program directors. They get together to share ideas on such things as premiums and pitching for fund drives, programs that might be shared, ideas of things that are working really well at their stations, and we've been spending a lot of time recently in those meetings on the special that we'll be doing for 9/11 that will be aired on 9/11 at all five stations. It's a nine-hour special that will begin at noon on the East Coast, 11 a.m. in Houston, and 9 a.m. on the West Coast. And we'll include both a tribute to the victims, and victims is a very large order here. We're not just talking about the 3,000 people killed in the U.S. properties. And then we will also be talking about, we'll also be dealing with some of the more controversial issues from both sides. It looks like it's going to be a really exciting day of programming. We expect to have announcements, some information ready to go out by mid-August, and announcements ready to go out that can be played on the stations the third or fourth week of August. Each station will be contributing an hour to that special. I've been handling a number of personnel and legal issues, and with Laverne, she is instituting a monthly financial conference with the general manager and business manager of each station, where we will sit down and go over financial reports in detail and work to see how we can make sure that we both finish out this year as much in the black as possible, and also working on budget issues and issues going forward. Also, she'll be reporting, but we have completed the pension audit. And I can take any questions if anyone has any.
Actually, we're past time.
Alex here.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. Am I unmuted? I can't tell anymore.
You're okay.
Thank you. Okay, are there any questions for Arlene?
Hi, yes,
this is
Alex. I have a question.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, and please, everyone, because we are kind of, we are over time, so just keep your questions brief. And I'm sorry, I had Alex and then Lydia. Is that correct? Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Okay, Arlene, in regards to the possible relocation of WBAI, my understanding was that there were two possible locations. And without getting into the details, are we still considering both options for relocation, as well as, of course, the option of remaining where we are?
At the moment, I'm aware of one that's under active consideration. I know that there's at least one other that has some has definite possibilities.
And if I may suggest, if there's need for any more elaborated answers of these contractual type things, perhaps we could take a few moments in executive session for Arlene to elaborate slightly more, if that's appropriate.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Did you have anything else, Alex?
No, that's all.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Lydia, please go ahead.
Yes, and let's see. When we were last on the meeting, you and I, the directors in D.C., were about to finalize the arrangements in D.C. Has that been done for the meeting in September?
We have a proposal in, and I believe that's coming up under the coordinating committee. If not, I can, or if somebody from D.C. wants to talk about it, but we do have a location. It's coming in within what would be, and what we would like to see is an anticipated budget. Even though we've added a day, it's still coming in under $20,000. I'm recommending that we go ahead with that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Marcel. Can you hear me? May I comment?
Ah, there you are, Marcel. I was hoping you were back on the line. You were just the person I was thinking of. Please. Thank you.
Yes, we did get the additional day, and it actually came in at under $19,000. And we're really proud of the fact that it covers two very hearty meals a day for everyone, and we've covered dinner in the evening.
Great. Thank you, Marcel. Appreciate the update. All right. And are there any other questions for Arlene before we move on to our CFO report?
Summer, Marcel, what? How much did you say? With the 19?
Under 19,000.
Under 19,000.
Hotel?
Yes.
And the meals?
Teresa, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, okay. For the hotel's room, meeting space.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
they're
going
to get some of the meals, right?
Yeah.
Yes, two meals a day. Absolutely. And
Teresa, can you hear me?
Two
I can hear
hearty
you, Teresa.
Meals a day.
Hearty meals a day, that's right.
I have a question.
What hotel is it?
One moment, please. Everyone, please, until the contract is finalized, it wouldn't be wise to state the name of the hotel on the open stream until it's actually confirmed.
That's my point. I mean, to say that we want to get something under $20,000 and we haven't signed a contract, anybody could pass that information on and the cost could go up.
Well, I believe that everything
I have it in writing.
I think Marcel has it well. I mean, the D.C. folks have it well in hand with Marcel leading the way there for us. But I think we should be, in all judiciousness, not discussing every explicit detail until we're actually
booked. I agree.
Thank you.
Marcel, this is LaVarne. So perhaps I can call you tomorrow and kind of chat a little bit.
And I can scan and send it forward to you if you like.
Yeah,
okay,
please. And if you could send that to Arlene and to me as well, Marcel, that would be great.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Absolutely.
Thank
perfect.
You.
Perfect. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I appreciate all the hard work
from
the folks at D.C., particularly Marcel, on this. I know how hard she's worked. She's been in contact with me a number of times, and I appreciate it.
Likewise here.
And Gloria Turner, I think a lot of credit goes to Gloria Turner. We could not have done this without her.
Well, please
great.
Give our thanks
well, please
to her
convey
well.
Our thanks at your next LSB meeting. And we will do so when we're in D.C.
There you go. Thank you. I heard Teresa. Did you have something else to say, Teresa?
No, that was my point.
Okay. Thank you. And
thank you.
Is there anyone else before we move on to the CFO report? Okay. And hearing nothing, yes. So please convey our thanks to all involved, Marcel, particularly Ms. Turner, okay? Thank you. Go ahead, LaVarne. The floor is yours.
All right. Thank you very much, Summer.
Thank you.
We ended the first three quarters of the fiscal year in June. So we sent out summary reports and also sent out a brief analysis of where we are in terms of year to date. So basically, what I had said, I'll read my report and a rapport. That Pacifica Foundation year-to-date results continue to trend positive compared to budget and compared to prior year 2010. However, and this is a big however, that in comparison, the quarterly trend through the first three quarters of 2011 is downward. So what I'm saying is that we're trending downward through the third quarter. In the third quarter, produced the lowest listener support and the lowest net income for the first 9 months of the year. So our results, which we see, are trending downward. That although we produced a surplus, that this surplus can easily go away in the quarter unless we're very careful. And as I said, the ending 3 months are critical to the success of the foundation. And it's going to require the diligence of staff, of the volunteers, and the board to return the foundation to a level of solvency and to produce positive working capital for this fiscal year.